Yo, 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 it's your boy Michael Trillteo, and I'm here with the Ghetto Flower, Fresh Flowers Podcast. You already know what it is. We're back for another special episode. Got the main man Q in the building. What's good, broski?
What's going on, bro? We got another special guest. We got Josh behind the camera. We got Logan on the sounds. Got another special guest, bro. It's going to be fun.
Hell yeah. No, super excited. We actually have a returning guest. So super excited to chop it up with this person and really just catch up. You know, we enjoy catching up and hearing stories. So, you know, I'll let her do the talking. We got the one and only Kalia X in the building.
Welcome. Hi. Hello. Oh, I'm introducing myself. Duh. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Kalia X, a singer, songwriter, performing artist, creative enthusiast, all the things.
I like that.
Let's go. And we'll get right into it. So we're having you on the show. You recently just dropped a single. We'll start there.
Okay.
So why new music now?
It's time.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally it.
That's literally it.
Like, there's really nothing else. It's more of like, I recorded. I mean, we did like the listening party thing a year ago. It was a year ago. Uh-huh. And like, that was just really just like, give a teaser like what I was working on. But I was recording for like a year straight. Mm-hmm. It was just a time where I was just like locked in. And now I'm like, okay, I have all this music and stuff. I can't hold it hostage anymore. And I like went through a whole thing and I was like, fuck it, we dropping. Like, it's just is what it is. And we dropping like, consistently. Like, I feel like I have enough body of work now where I don't have to stop ever.
Yeah.
That's kind of like where I'm at right now.
And that's dope because like, you know, you bring up the listening party, mm-hmm. and that was one of the songs that you played at mm-hmm. the listening party. Mm-hmm. So Protect My Galaxy. So like, mm-hmm. what is that like, you know, like what does that mean? Like
Protect My Galaxy. It's about like finding your inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
And once you find it, kind of protecting it. For yourself, building that for yourself, and then learning how to, I guess, yeah, like protect it. Cause I think when you finally get to a place where you're happy, old things will try to come back and try to like trigger you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Old habits, old thoughts, old way of thinking, old people, maybe like past things. And I just think that's what it is. We all get in a space where we just kind of need to lock in with ourselves
mm-hmm.
and figure out what makes us happy. So that's what PMG is about.
Yeah, for real. That's a great way to, you know, explain it. And you know, we're talking about the listening party. Another track mm-hmm. that was played at the listening party was mm-hmm. was My Name.
Yeah.
And
dang, I really played y'all everything.
Yeah. You just play the jams. And if you weren't there, like we got the insight. You know, we for real got the insight.
You know what's crazy? Y'all voted for the rollout is based on the votes.
Oh, wow.
So remember, everybody voted like their best songs from 1 to 5.
Yeah.
And I literally had been releasing them from 1 to 5. So people were at the listening party,
damn,
y'all playing
crazy.
My rollout. Damn. I didn't have producer. To do anything.
Right, exactly.
No, for real, no. Yeah, like y'all, the people who were there, they voted. And I was like, I just used the data to kind of like release it that way.
Damn, that's dope. I love that. Yeah. And like, you know, I'm talking about, I bring up what's My Name, like, you know, since that track has dropped, mm-hmm. I feel like it has been like nothing but, you know, more levels you climb.
Yeah, I'm smiling.
You know, yeah. So like, I want to talk about that track and like, and you know, I don't even, you know, I'm going to ask you this question. Like, did you know that it would have that type of impact? Because it's for real have like, you know, you've been everywhere since then, you feel me? So like, did you know it was going to make that impact?
Yes and no.
Oh, really?
I knew the track that I had. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was like the perfect reintroduction. But I also knew like I was going to put my all behind it. Like when it came from marketing and promotion and everything. So when I put all my money and resources and mm-hmm. time and energy into it, I just said it has to give something. Like I knew that it would have to do something because I feel like I never believed in a single that much that I did. Like even with mm-hmm. Silly Games was kind of like a happy accident in a mm-hmm. sense where it kind of made success, but it was like, I love that song, but What's My Name was like, no.
Yeah, you know
this
it.
This is it. Mm-hmm. And like, so yes and no, I feel like it exceeded my expectations,
mm-hmm.
but it did do what I thought it was going to do. That makes sense.
I feel you. And like since then, like how does it feel to have that like response like since the drop of it? Because you've been highly booked.
Yeah.
And like I remember you know, side note, I remember reaching out to Miguel and you were to do our show at Navy Pier
mm-hmm.
and you were actually one of the people that we were trying to get on.
What?
And he told us that you were already going to be on another show.
Already booked.
Yeah, so we're like, dang, you know what I'm saying?
You guys are gonna book me.
Yeah, so we're like, damn. So like, damn, that's crazy. Oh, wow. So like, how does it feel? Like, you know, since dropping that.
Oh my God, how does it feel? I'm closing my eyes because I'm like, I'm just so grateful. Mm-hmm. I don't feel nothing but gratitude. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be like, oh, you know, like boastful about it. But it's mm-hmm. really just like genuine gratitude and grace. And I just feel like I'm finally at a point to where I'm happy mm-hmm. with everything. It's just been a very long time coming. Like, y'all been making write-ups, you know, like mm-hmm. we've been in this journey for a long time yeah. together. So like, I think like, even just being here in this space again, but also just being booked. I was just so happy to be singing all the time. Like, that's all I ever wanted to do was yeah, to sing. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just like, oh my God, people want to hear me sing. Like, mm-hmm. It was a time where I remember it was just so hard to get gigs. Like, yeah. I was reaching out to people and it was just, I don't know. I feel like pre-pandemic, it was just very interesting. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the performance space was... it was just different. And I yeah. think the pandemic mm-hmm. kind of changed things and opened things up for more like community yeah, and like yeah. more like local artists in Chicago, I want to say. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm just grateful. That's the one word I feel.
I wanted to bring up, I think I saw in your story that you had got booked for like a show in like New York.
I did.
How did that come about? How does
oh
that feel?
Oh my God.
Like, now it's like out of state. Like,
out
you're
of
going,
state.
You're going places now.
Yeah.
It's taking you places.
So they email me. I be checking my email. I be night and day.
Business.
I be waking up, email. Go to sleep, email. Like I send emails every day. It's just be a whole thing. And when I got it, I was like, is this legit? Because you know it be scams.
Yeah. yeah
so I was like, let me do my due diligence and go research. If this is a real company, who is this person? La, la, la. Go on LinkedIn. See if you really work for the company. All these things.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it be scams.
Yeah, scams.
And it was legit. And I was just like, oh my God, mm-hmm. New York City.
Yeah.
yeah. It was really just, it was crazy. Honestly, it was a crazy experience. I was just like, wow, this really happening. I don't think it really hit me until I got off the plane. I was like, I'm here for a show. Like, yeah, I'm not here just to be here. Like, I'm here for a show and I'm headlining the show. Like, that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, not from my hometown, you know? So, mm-hmm. It was great. Like, Major Stage is a great platform. Everyone who works there was really nice. Everyone who I even, like, performed with because they had other people on the lineup was really nice. And we all, like, followed each other. New York is a very, like, supportive place. They love Chicago artists.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
think, like, a lot of, like, Chicago artists, like, I want to say that blew up 2012, 2015, they made that trajectory to LA. I feel like Chicago people should go to New York.
Mm,
honestly, you. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, like, it's like our cousin.
Yeah,
it, like,
yeah,
it,
no,
like,
it
really
is.
Like, we yeah. understand each other. I didn't feel out of place. I didn't feel like I,
yeah, yeah.
like, it was a weird space. The love was good. It's like, you show them respect, they show you respect. But as far as I know, like, when I performed there, it was like I was performing at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I loved it. It was a great experience. I want to do it again. So, Major Stage, if you watch it,
yeah.
let's get another one on the books.
Send an email.
Come on.
For real.
I'll be
checking.
Emails. For real.
So, out of all the shows that you did this summer, because you were on a tear this summer. You were on a tear.
Yeah.
So, out of all the shows you did this summer, like, what was your favorite? Like, which one, not favorite, but which one that stuck out the most, you feel like?
Okay, can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Venue-based or like in general?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'll just say in general.
The halftime show.
Halftime, which one?
For WNBA.
Really?
Yeah, that was just like a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I was like, I don't know. That whole experience is kind of crazy.
Yeah, walk us through it. Like, how did that
That's
come
so
about? Because that was
okay.
Actually let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
What was the first arena you performed at,
okay.
and like how did that kind of come about?
Okay.
Because you performed at several, so everybody know, you know.
Don't be tooting my horn, okay?
Talk your shit.
Don't toot it. Okay, so the first stadium I ever performed at was the United Center for the Chicago Bulls.
Okay, cool.
Shout out to the home team.
That's dope. Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was by recommendation. Mm. So someone who I was in contact with knows someone at who works for the Bulls. And
okay,
then
cool.
I guess they like needed somebody to do it. And it was like, it was kind of like last minute. And I said,
damn.
I don't give a yes.
Yeah, come on, yeah, come
tomorrow,
on.
I don't care. Like, I'm the type of person where I'm like, if an opportunity comes my way, I don't care what I got to drop. I'm calling off. I don't know. I mean, cancellation, I don't care. Like, I will figure it out. So they reached out, but then something had happened. And like, this is like the first instance. So something had happened and they were like, oh, like they couldn't get it together. So I thought I had lost the opportunity, but like, no, we have another slot open for this date or whatever. And I was like, okay, maybe it wasn't an alignment. Like maybe it wasn't time yet. So I waited and then I did the national anthem for the Bulls. And then actually from then on, the guy who he does like the voices, like coming down to the floor. He does that. He doesn't even talk like that, y'all. It's crazy how he's able to manipulate his voice. So he works for UIC too. So he's like, I work for UIC. I do like the voice thing, announcing. Yeah. Let me respect what the craft is. Voice announcement for UIC. Would you like to do the national anthem for UIC Flames? I said, yes, I would. Uh-huh. And then from then on, once I started to get that one, then once they saw that I could like do the performances and I was doing them, somebody from, oh God. Okay, so then somebody from the WNBA was like, we have a slot. We want you to do something for our mental health game. And I was just like, okay. But it was like very last match I threw it together. So that wasn't even like the halftime show. That was just like me performing really my own song. Like not even the national anthem. They asked me to do my song Healing for the mental health game at the WNBA. So that's what I did. It was the pre-show. So no one was going to see, like, you know, like it's not going to be played anywhere. I was on the Jumbotron or whatever, but it was like the pre-show, so it was before like anybody really showed up. I didn't care. I was grateful for the experience. Oh, yeah. But then somebody at the show was like, oh, we got to bring you back. Do you want to do halftime? I said, damn. Yes. They're like, what's your email? I said, I have it right here. So then I'm thinking like, this is just like, oh, she's not going to email me. No. The lady found my email through whoever booked me for the first gig and then booked me for, shout out to Tania. Tania is her name. She's the head of marketing VP at Chicago Sky. Just want to give you a shout out. She booked me for the halftime show. I know it was like a long, it was a funnel though. It was a funnel, like the way that it happened. So it was like a domino effect, essentially.
Snowball effect, yeah.
Yes.
And that's crazy. So you taking that chance about going to the Bulls arena that one day, just drop everything.
Yeah.
That is what got you all these opportunities, pretty much.
Essentially, that one decision to not, like, choose not to be ready. I think it was, like, a test moment, too, because at first I was like, am I really going to be able to get it together, like, in that short time frame? But then I just said yes and didn't even think about it. I was like, figure it out. Yeah. But then, like, it ended up working out because, like, the first opportunity kind of fell through and then they opened it up another slot for me. So just me being like ready to say yes.
I love that.
They saw that and they were like, we'll keep you in mind. Cause you know, I was just like, even for the halftime thing, I was like, I had to get that together quick too, because I only had like a week to prepare, I think.
And how do you prepare for something like
that? How do you?
You know what I'm saying?
Singing in front of thousands of people. Like,
you don't really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You don't prepare. You just show up.
I wanted to ask you something. Cause I think on our first podcast we had with you, you mentioned that you used to do pageants.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Do you feel like that skill set has helped your artistry?
And you
especially
know
now
what?
That you're doing stadiums.
You know what?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like, I didn't even really put two and two together. Yeah. But when I was, like, growing up, like, pageants and musical theater, like, you have to be, everything's at a drop of a dime. So, like, I think this is like recalling a memory. I remember when I did a pageant and I had like a wardrobe malfunction or something with the music and I had to like switch everything. And yeah, oh wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's
crazy. I think I'm just accustomed to kind of like moving quickly like that. Yeah. And even like my team and like other people, or some people I would try to like book when stuff like this happens, they don't understand. They're just kind of like, well, like, we have things going on. Like, I'm sorry, but I can't really. And I'm like, oh, no, that's fine. I'll just find someone else. Like, it's literally no hard feelings. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I deal with a lot of people who don't understand that way of, like, you have to be able to move quick because this opportunity may not ever make another round. Yeah. And I'll be damned if I let somebody who not ready mess up when I am ready. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, no hard feelings, but I got to keep it moving. To answer your question, actually, yes.
No, that's dope.
That's huge. That's huge. And like, how do you find like the peace and all like the chaos? Because I know like, you know, during those days when, you know, the day of and all that, like how do you find peace when you're about to perform in front of all these people? And you know, you're doing the halftime show, you're performing your own stuff.
Yeah, that was
like,
crazy.
You know, like it's crazy.
Honestly, there isn't any peace.
Really?
No, I mean 70%? No. No, literally. Well, I will say for the halftime show, I was more prepared than the mental health game. Mm-hmm. Everything that you could think went wrong that day. Like, I showed up and, like, none of my team was there. And this is not, like, to throw y'all under the bus. Y'all know I love y'all. But yeah, it was just like everyone was running behind. Mm-hmm. It was just like a crazy day. And then my stylist left my like clothing wherever, somewhere else. And then my mom had to like go and get it. And mm-hmm. then it was just like 2 minutes. I had to get dressed in 2 minutes before I performed. And I was just like, I was so angry that day. It was just like really hectic. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I sang, really what happens is whenever I get, things can be going wrong. And a switch flips mm-hmm. and I just kind of like do what I have to do then. It's kind of like, I don't really know. It's like, this doesn't matter. I have to show up and perform. Yeah, so yeah. I can't bring that with me. So I kind of like leave it before I go and perform. And then I just kind of like black out. Most performances I don't remember.
Really?
Yes. I just go back and watch videos. But when I'm up there,
it's like an out of body experience.
It literally is. Yeah. Yep. Even, especially for like crowds that big. I don't want to see them people. Like, that's scary. Like, look at people in their eyes. There's so many.
They're
like,
all looking at you.
Yeah, they're all looking at me. So I'm just in my living room. Like, okay. I'm just like, you know, I'm on this stage by myself with the people I rehearsed with. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And I just kind of black out from there. But most of the times it's very hectic. I think the halftime show, I was way more prepared because I knew what to expect after that. But, that was even hectic because you have to be on time. Everybody's on a timer. And like production is just, it's just different than like performing. Like when you're performing at venues, it's a lot more leeway, a lot more lax time. But when people are on time, because time is money there in those type of spaces, it's just very intense. So I usually don't eat. Like I can't eat because I'm just like off of adrenaline and nervous. And I don't want to like burp while I'm singing. It's like all these
don't drink
things.
No topos.
Right. No, for real. So it's like very strict. I can't have any bread or sugar for like 2 days if I'm going to perform. Like it's a lot of preparation that kind of goes into it.
I want to ask you, especially like as a singer.
Yeah.
How do you have to like, I guess, reserve like your voice when you're getting ready to do like a big show like that? I don't know. Is that like a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing.
It gotta be because you know you don't want to get up there and just cut out on.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's like, a thing.
How do you, I guess train like.
Yeah,
you just don't talk the whole day. Yeah. Like, damn.
Well, I took vocal lessons growing up, and my teacher was very strict. But also growing up in pageants and stuff, I'm just used to like very strict discipline things that you have to do, like. As a kid, I just couldn't do a lot of things to prepare for the pageants. Yeah, like, but now that I'm older, I have a lot more freedom. My ritual is I don't eat bread, like anything that has carbs, because like bread turns to sugar, and like it causes mucus, like and eggs. Like I can't eat. I don't consume dairy at all. I'm not a vegan. Well, no, I'm not a vegan. I had to think about it. You know, sometimes you be feeling like you're a vegan.
I was
going to
say, do you eat chicken?
Yeah. See, not right now. See, okay. Like, sometimes I cleanse from things.
Okay, yeah,
so,
yeah,
no, I'm not a vegan. But I'm very selective on my, I have seasons. But to answer your question, I don't eat bread, pasta, dairy, sugar, rice. Like, none of that stuff. Two full days before I'm going to perform somewhere. So, like, my vocals are very
really like
clear.
A cleanse, for real.
It is, yeah. And I drink lots of tea. And then I be talking because I like to talk. But I try not to, like, over-sing or, like, over-talk for that period of time. So
I feel you. So we got the United... You got the... what's the Bulls Arena? What's that one again?
Oh, United Center.
United Center. The UIC Center.
Mm-hmm.
Wintrust.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And then what other ones have you done? Is there any other ones have you done?
No.
Okay.
But soon to come.
Oh.
We manifesting.
Wait, Wintrust. That's what was that for?
That's
the WNBA. Yeah,
WNBA. Oh, okay.
I thought that it would be at the United Center too, but they're not.
Yeah.
Look at Wintrust Arena.
Wintrust Arena for sure.
So just three right now.
Well, you're going to hit all the Chicago sports teams.
Yes, I am.
You're in the right circuit. That's dope.
That's insane. But kind of bringing it back to like, and this is a question that, because when we did our show, I wanted to ask this, I asked this question to everybody that was on our show, because we wanted to kind of like make it different for people that was involved in our show. Like, when you're kind of like at like a show or venue, like, what is one thing that you feel like could be like different, I feel like? Like, what is one thing that could benefit the artist more, like being on a bill, like actually performing at some of these venues? Like, what could be, like, what is one thing that you feel like that could benefit our artist more?
You mean like infrastructure-wise, like all of it?
Yeah.
I guess I'm just trying to get a more clarification on the question. Like, what's one thing I would choose that, like, people could do better when they're putting on shows
at venues? Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to think about it. Like, I'm just giving like 2 seconds. I'm sorry.
You good.
I want to say like organization and like run of show, like sticking to a schedule. Yeah, that's really it. Because I feel like sometimes things could just... They're kind of all over the place. The engineer don't know what's going... Like, the live sound engineer doesn't know what's going on. Sound check is here. But also, I've been to some things and they're like, oh, we don't want to... We want to just do a line check. And I'm like, well, I have a band, so... Why? I don't know. I'm really just like big on organization. I feel like things just run smoother when, you know, systems are in place. I'm a system person. So I just feel organization could be a better ordeal. But also stop putting all them people on that damn bill. It's 8 of us. People are tired. Their ears are wore out by the time they get to the headliner. You know what I mean? It's 11 o'clock. It's on a Sunday sometimes. You know, so it's like, I think people need to be more intentional about their lineups that they choose.
Yes, 100%.
If you're worried about ticket pulls, then pick the people who you think could fill it the way that you want to, or maybe downsize to a smaller venue where you only need so many people. You know, like if you want to do something more intimate, I think people want to expand and do these shows, which I think is a beautiful, brilliant thing. But 8 people on a lineup is not a festival. You know, like, we're not outside. We're inside. And like I said, people's ears are wore out. So I just... Organization and intentionality with the lineups.
Yes.
That's a lot of good feedback.
Yeah, I wanted to, and I'm gonna ask like that to like damn near everybody that's gonna come on, because you know we plan on throwing more shows, so I want to get, you know, more of an insight and
transparency with budget.
Oh yeah. That's big.
Transparency. Like, if you're like, okay, look, we want you, and this is what we're working with. I have way more respect than like, we don't want to. You know, it's like nothing. No type of information, no type of nothing. It's just like, we want to book you. And I'd be like, what's the details? And
right,
like,
uh-huh.
We don't really know. And I'd be like, call me when you do. Like, you know what I mean? I have no problem like performing for the community and doing things like that. Like, I'm a big picture person most of the time. Like, so it's just like, just be honest and transparent, and then give artists the choice to see if that's something that they want to engage in. Because what else would I be doing on a Thursday? What's sitting at home? I wouldn't mind just singing on a Thursday if I put it in that perspective. But if you're already making it like a hassle to try to figure out what you got going on, why would I want to deal with that?
I feel you. I love that. Because, you know, you've been at so many places performing, and like, you know, it's good to hear that insight.
Exactly.
And like, strictly, like, what did you like learn, I guess, from like, from yourself, you know, from these, like, I guess, like, since you dropped What's My Name, you know, like, what have you learned from yourself? Because you've been so like, you know, busy.
Yeah.
And like, what have you learned from this time?
I think transparency is a big one. Just being honest and mean about what I say. Not being afraid to speak up and with what I say, but also at the time when it's needed. Like, in that moment, say something. Don't wait until it snowballs. I think a lot of the time, I was so grateful for opportunities, and I still am, that I would, like, accept things that maybe I wasn't okay with that kind of snowballed. And maybe if I would have just... spoke about something in that moment and tried to clear it then, it wouldn't have snowballed. I think it's just like, just saying what needs to be said. Like, nobody got time to waste. That's one. I've learned to be adaptable and like, just do things at the drop of a hat. I've learned that you're not going to like everyone you work with, but that has nothing to do with the project at hand.
That's true.
Some of these people are jerks, but maybe they're not jerks in real life, maybe they just jerks at work. I don't know. I don't have time to figure it out. But basically, what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like everyone you're not going to vibe with.
Yeah.
So, but we still have a thing to do.
To get it done. Yeah.
So how are we going to make it work? I think my business brain versus like my artist brain, like I've developed a more businessy mindset than I ever had in my life.
Has that been just from the journey that you've been on, sort of just learning as you go and stuff?
Yeah, just like with gigs, venues, budgets, producers, engineers, just all these things. And then like I have a team, so I have to pay them. Yeah, and now it's about like getting paid enough to pay them, because sometimes you're coming out of more money than you're receiving. Right. And sometimes you have to analyze like saying no to stuff sometimes. I'm the type of person where I don't really like, I want to say yes to everything. I want to do all of it. Right? It's true. Mm-hmm. I just be like, oh, you want me? I want you too. Like, like I want to sing and I want to do the thing. But now it's just like, okay, business. Like, how can we do this? Like, two gigs that I had did, they were under the budget I was looking for, but I still did it, but I just cut costs. Like, I was like, okay, I'm just not going to hire three people on my team.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm just going to do it myself, like I did before I had a team.
Right,
uh-huh. And then now I'm not coming out of it. Like, I'm not in the red.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do more work, but hey, I wanted to do the gig, so I should. Because if somebody does a job, they deserve to get paid. So I'm not going to have them do their work and then be like, can't pay you because they didn't pay me enough. Mm-hmm. No, don't have them do the work. So I was like, I'll just do it myself. Yeah. I want to do the gig. I'll take responsibility and I'll just do the extra work and I'll just do it that way.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And you bring up your team. Like, how do you, like, you know, pick the people to, you know, have around you? Because I feel like that's with anything anybody does, that's what they need. They need a group of people. You can't just be out here alone. And, you know, and I feel like that's the, you know, something that, like, you know, me and bro, like, you know, kind of like started to learn, you feel me?
Because,
you know, like when we did our first interview, you know, I was handling our camera stuff. It was just us, you know what I'm saying? So like, so like, how do you go about doing that?
Oh, man. Shout out to my team. I love y'all. Can I shout them out real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We got Mark Photography. He does all of the BTS photography plus all of my cover arts.
Mm-hmm.
He has for a long time. He is my makeup artist / bestie. Okay. Love you. And she also be like doing three jobs, like as my assistant sometimes, because we just know each other. I feel like she just knows what I need before I need it now. Jewel, my stylist. We have Chad on guitar. We have Tup on. He's like my engineer plus live sound engineer. I'm missing somebody. Oh, Ryan on DJ, Toys Management, We Gone.
Man, we got a list.
Yeah, we got Dylan, videographer. That's kind of everybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. How do I like go about
it?
This kind of all happened organically, if I'm being, and I'm actually very like particular about who I have around me. It's like not a vetting process, but I just very particular. Mark and E were the first two. I hit them up. So me and Mark went to high school together. Me and E went to college together. We never had any type of like relationship while we were in these spaces. I found them on Instagram and I was like, I want to do a shoot. Can I hire y'all to do one? And we all worked together, us three, and it was like magic. And I was like, we got to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
Through that, we started to do more stuff and then we actually became friends. Mm-hmm. I just like them. They're cool. So once I actually find out that like, and they just showed up, they were on time, punctual. Those are like, I look for core values in people. Are you showing up on time? Do you value your time? Do you communicate?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are things that I like look for, like little small things, they matter to me. So once I felt like we vibed and we connected on that like core value level, I was like, okay, we can do this. And then we just started doing everything together. Jewel came, stylist. Jewel hit me up. She was like, y'all want to style you? I said, bet. And then, like, that's kind of how it was. And I liked her. And she was very much like this, like, type A, like, very much on top of it. So, once again, I was like, okay, like, she was serious about it. So, usually it just happens to people who are serious because I'm very serious.
Yeah, yeah.
So, most of the time, people who aren't serious just fall off themselves.
Exactly,
it's not like I have to do anything because they're like, oh, she's intense. But my team is intense, even with themselves and their craft. So, it's like, they be along for the ride. Dylan, Chad. Chad has been playing guitar for me, I want to say, for about a year now. He's never been late. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Tup is like, Matt. Wow, I smile because like, Me and Tom are really close. We work on like the recording side plus like live sound. So we just like, that's just like my buddy for real. But honestly, it's all about people who are dedicated, but also they never try to like minimize me. They never try to like tone me down. And times that I'm like down in myself, they pick me back up. And I feel like it takes a strong or different type of person to see the light in you and to believe in you, you know, and like have this vision for you or to see your vision with you. Because a lot of people are just like, like it's your dream and you're responsible for it. But it takes a special person to also see that dream with you and want to be on it with you. Like I'm not, they like, well, me and E and Mark used to be like, we ain't making much money now, but one day we going to be doing big stuff. And we did the arenas together. Exactly. And now I'm like, I'm the type of person where I'm like, put this on y'all resume. Don't just work for me. Go get y'all back. Exactly. Like, you're published now. Like, Mark is in the Chicago Reader. I'm like, you need to put that on your resume. You need to go ahead. Like, our photos that we did are in the newspaper. Go put that on y'all resume. About. You see what I'm saying? And like, go get different gigs. Now E is doing makeup for other artists. And like, that's what it was about. It was never about like, just work for me. I want to hold you hostage. No, I want y'all to get to the bag. Go make y'all money. If it's through me, I'm okay with that because y'all was here when I didn't have nothing.
Yeah.
So I just went on a tangent, but I love y'all. I really do. No,
that's perfect. And it takes a village. And that's what, you know, we hope that everybody that, you know, does stuff with us, it's kind of like a springboard, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And even, you know, me doing stuff with the Ghetto Flower, like I do stuff on the side that I've been commissioned for, and that's just for doing, you know, this.
Raw.
You know,
can I say that?
No, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for real. and like that, and that's like what, like, and that's what it's all about, you know. And like, it for real takes a village. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, how important is like community? Because like you brought up community earlier, you know, and how and about how like, you know, you do stuff like, you know, if it's more on the end goal, you know. So like, what does a community mean to you?
Everything. Mm-hmm. Community is the heartbeat for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really do it if it wasn't for community. I mean, I feel like it's good to have a gift, but what's good as a gift? You don't have nobody to share it with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, I'm really just big on community and family. And I don't know. Honestly, if it wasn't for the community, I wouldn't have half of the gigs that I have.
Right.
If it wasn't for somebody looking out for me to do the bulls and then them knowing them. And like, you know, it's just like, it's just important.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what kind of spins the wheel. It's like when people say relationships, like it's about who you know. It's like deeper than that. It's about like who knows you, but also like who you treat well.
And who likes you.
And who likes you.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A lot of the times, like y'all know I'm a thank you email. Damn. I'm going to send a thank you email.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make sure that I tell the person that I appreciate them.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have to do any of that.
Right.
And it's not even because I want them to keep being me and mine. It's just like, thanks. And I feel like people just take and they don't give anything back.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think like that's part of community, making it an equal exchange. Like, are you okay? Are you easy to work with? Did you give me a headache this whole time? And were you actually appreciative of the opportunity? Because I was just looking out. You know, I feel like I try to look from a person's perspective who's giving. Because I'm a giver, I feel like I understand that perspective a lot. But community is everything. I wouldn't be where I was without Chicago and the Chicago community. So shout out to everybody.
And we're on community. So like, we're like, when you, at the end of every show that you have, you do the be bold, be free. Like, and you have, and it feels like a community in that room every time you do that. So like, Why do you like do that, and why do you push that so much?
Because I want to push something bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm just a vessel to relieve the message.
Hell yeah.
That's literally it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want, like, I don't know. I always felt like when I would see artists and when I would connect with artists sometimes, I would want to connect with something that was bigger than just the music for them. Kind of like how people can't separate the art from the artist sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and it's like sometimes the art is great, but the artist is kind of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I always felt like if I was going to do the art thing, it would always be in a positive way, or I would always try to push it further than me. Because what if I decide I don't want to do that form of art anymore? Or what, or just what if somebody needed that day? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's just, I don't like to make it about me fully. Yeah. I always like to try to make it about the consumer or the person in the audience or the person who's listening. 'Cause that's what music has done for me. It's helped me in ways. Like I'm not going to say never, but I love Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm. I love her down. And she's done a lot for me, but she don't know. You know what I mean? Like, so, but that's what music, that's what music is for me. So I just said, if when I, from my perspective, that's how I would do it. Yeah, I would just try to make it bigger than me and make it more of like a movement than anything else.
Yeah, because it's crazy. Every time you do it in a show, because I've been to several shows, and every time you do it, you just look at, you know, everybody doing it. It's just for real, a community of people just throwing up the X's and that.
Because we all in here.
Yeah, and that's so dope. You just got to keep, you know, you got to keep doing that for real.
Oh, you know what? My team get mad at me because sometimes I be like, I don't know what happens. I either be on a hybrid or get off stage. And they be like, Khalia, you forgot to do the thing. And I be like, dang. And they be on me. They be like, you can't forget to do the thing. And I be like, I know.
You got to do that. Because it's crazy branding, like for real. Like, wow, and everybody's going to like remember that, like for real.
You know what's crazy too? Why is everything turning to X now? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
People, your whole flow.
Come on now. Bar for bar. For flow. Like, I was Draco first. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop playing. You got Twitter X. You got R&B X on Spotify. I just want to make it on there.
Right.
But y'all be like,
you've been doing numbers on playlists and stuff, too. I've been seeing your name around a lot of playlists. Editorials. Okay.
The editorials.
I ain't trying out here. I just wish the streams pay more money. I'm at like almost 350,000 on What's My Name. Where is the $350,000 at?
Exactly. Like, that's ridiculous.
Mama got bills to pay.
Got a team.
Honestly, I'd be like, dang, like as long as I break even, I'd be fine. But I'd be wanting to like pay them and I'd be wanting to do more. I'd just be like, oh, they really need to fix that because we deserve our coin. Something got to give. I miss iTunes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. It's not single.
Come on. It was simple.
79
cent. You know, gotta find a way to kind of like get people to purchase stuff again. But it's so crazy because everything is just going up. So everything's going up. So like you want to be like also like pay a dollar. Right. You know what I mean? But dang,
it's crazy. It's insane. But we're talking about singles. Like, are you having any other singles coming out or like what's going on?
Got a whole. Rollout, okay?
You got a whole rollout going?
Yes, I got a whole rollout.
For sure.
Well, can I spoil it? Is that like bad?
This is going to come out probably at the end of November. So like
you could probably...
Yeah, okay, for sure.
So I'm coming out with an acoustic version of PMG.
Okay, sweet.
Because I feel like that's just one perfect song to kind of give like a... People used to do acoustic versions.
Let's talk about that.
People used to do acoustic versions of songs or like remixes.
Yeah.
People don't do that anymore. Or if it's like a remix, they just throw somebody else on it. Like, write a whole new verse. That's not what a remix is. Y'all heard Beyonce? Because she did remixes, okay? I'm coming out with an acoustic version of PMG. We got another single, and then we got a project.
Oh, project?
Yes, it's time. Like I said, like all them songs y'all heard, we got that plus like six more, I think.
Damn. So we waiting on that. Project, couple singles, for sure.
Singles. Projects, content, like the works, honestly, like I'm putting my all.
Who have you been working with nowadays as far as like production and, you know, features and stuff?
Okay. I found my producer, Joey. His name is Joey. He's based in LA. We met on the internet. He reached out to me. He sent me a pack and I loved it. Flew to LA, worked together, loved him. We've been working together ever since.
That's dope.
So he's like my main producer, but I still outsource. But from BeatStars, like nobody who I've ever like sat down with and worked with. Cause I just feel like I found my person. Like, it, like the music that we've been making for over a year now, it just feels like me. Like we really building my sound.
You
like that sounds like me. So like PMG was produced by him. The other single, not the other single that's coming out, but like 80% of the project he produced. So I just been locked in with Joey. I got a few heavy hitter producers like on there. I love them. They're great. I don't want to like name drop them.
Yeah,
like me and Joey just been locked in. Feature wise, KO feature.
Shout out KO.
I'm really trying to get in with the women a lot. Hell yeah, I'm on a mission.
Hell yeah.
I am. Because I'm always surrounded by testosterone. A lot of men. No, for
the
real.
Guys,
like,
the homies. You know, the guys.
I mean, I just be, you know, y'all embraced me. It's cool. I got a lot of brothers in the game. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've accepted my role in that as far as being like R&B and then being all rappers. Like, I mean, it's always been a thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's always been the thing. So I have a lot of like rapper friends, but I'm really trying to get good on the women. Like Aaliyah J, I want to have her on a song. Cool. She don't know it yet, but I'll be emailing you soon. I don't want to pronounce her name wrong. Is it? I'm going to look her up on Instagram. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to make sure, like, I could. I hate pronounce people's name wrong. People pronounce my name wrong, I'd be, like, kind of mad. It starts with is it J? Is it la? Dang. I don't know why I can't think of her name right now. Women rappers, women singers. Mm-hmm. Trying to find them all. I really just want to connect more with the women music community in general. Yeah. I feel like we could be way more tapped into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And just support each other in that way. Like, we all dope. You know what I mean? Why not us?
Exactly.
100%. So yeah, I'm basically, this is my collab season. I haven't collabed in a long time. I just had a song with that released on the 2nd with
Kale, right? Mm-hmm. It was Kale.
Aiden and Paris.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah,
that was like
song, yeah.
It was nice. Yeah, did I pronounce his name right? I think they did, yeah. But yeah, AC. Love him. He's cool. He was great. He was very professional, very much on top of it. He like checked me a few times. Not checked me, but it was more like, I saw how on top of it he was. And I was like,
okay, you got to step up.
I got to step up. I mean, maybe because he in LA and they do things different out there too.
Okay.
Who knows? All I know is that it was a cool experience. I recorded from home on that one. I recorded myself and I recorded from home because it's like on a deadline. I have time to like book no studio and like do all the things. But yeah, it was great. So I'm in my collab season. So if you want to collab and it aligns, now I'm not gonna say I'm gonna hop on anything.
But
no, for real, because people be like,
they'll be sending you some
like,
random stuff.
You just be like, do you listen to what I sing on? Like, you know, I'd be like, bang bang. I'd be like,
nah.
I'm gonna be on there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really, like this shit fire, but like I can't sing on it. You know what I mean? That's just it don't align with my brand.
Your brand,
you know.
Yeah.
But it's fire though, just not for me. So yeah, I'd be telling people like, hit me up, let's collab or let's make something from scratch. Like, let's build a concept and like build something together. But it just be hard getting people in a room. But it's the winter, so it should be easier.
Hell yeah, I feel you. So collab season.
Yeah,
I feel
for
you.
Sure.
Any performances coming up that you could talk about?
Oh yeah, November 30th, I am performing with Jay Wood and Cassius Tate.
Ooh,
nice,
dope.
That's gonna
be really dope.
So
yeah,
buy
the
tickets.
Them on the show too.
Huh?
Jay Wood and Cassius.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're hella dope.
Yeah.
Damn, that's going to be cool. Any other shows? That's the only one right now?
That's the only one, like, confirmed. I have, like, a few pending.
For sure.
Pending.
Yeah, well, shit. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll keep an eye on it. For real.
Damn.
And you got a couple singles dropping. You got a project coming.
On the way. Yeah, I'm excited.
For real.
Oh,
yeah, no, we're excited.
The project, though, y'all.
And
I'm so ready for it to come out. I'm thirsty.
And hopefully we get you at a Bears game. You know,
yeah.
Soldier Field.
You heard it here first.
Tap in.
This is real life manifestation right here. Book me. I will give it my all. I swear I will.
If you need halftime shows, national
Whatever.
Anthem, pregame.
And the Blackhawks too.
Oh yeah, Blackhawks. Tap
in. Yeah, because like nobody, you don't hear nothing about hockey.
I already know much about hockey.
I've never really been to a game. I would like to go.
It's going to happen.
I'm going to tell y'all some crazy stuff off camera about something that happened in hockey.
It's a wild place?
Crazy. I'll show y'all something.
Show us.
I'll show y'all something. But we'll end on that note. Fresh Flowers Podcast, Kalia X.
Woo-hoo.
Appreciate you coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you very
Always.
Much.
And shout out to this Topo.
Shout out to Topo Chico.
Yeah, shout out to Topo Chico.
Yeah.
We're out. Boom.
Wow.